Welcome, dear friends. Thank you for choosing our airplane. The name of our airplane is the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is the only book of God. You know that there are many books in the world, millions written by people. Some people are wise and they write wise books. Some others are not so wise and they write unwise books. But there's only one book which is totally true, and here today we gather together because of this one book of God. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us this gift. Because of this gift, the Bible, we know who you are. We know who we are. We know that we are sinners by nature and we need the Savior. We also know from this book of our obligation, of the task you have given to us to go wider with the Word of God and to show the new generation the way to go for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The theme of this workshop is going deeper into the Word of God. You know, there are many methodologies of evangelism in the world. Some people advise us, if we have the newest technology, we will win the world. Some others say, if we only have good speakers, gifted speakers, like Ken Ham, I have nothing against them. But if we only have 1,000 of those, we would evangelize the world. Let them do the work for us. Some people think, if we only have good literature. My son says it so. He believes. Yesterday you have heard about him. If you cut his veins, then literature would go. Some people believe in literature. I don't know from where he did inherit, but praise God for that. But, friends, I believe, and this is the reason why I have accepted the invitation to share with you about that, that the deeper we go into the Word of God, the wider we will go with the gospel. If not, our evangelism becomes very superficial. We may do very good statistics, many children raising hands, coming forward, but it could be our work, not God's. And we have to be very careful. In the beginning, I would like to share my own testimony, because I know most of you, but not all of you yet. And before we finish, I will be able to say, I know my friends, and I pray for them, and they pray for me. I was born in the most terrible place in Europe. Have you heard about Auschwitz?
Yeah.
When you hear a word Auschwitz, what comes to your mind?
Concentration camps.
Yes. This is my place. My grandma was a prisoner in this camp. One of my uncles. I belonged to the church very close to the concentration camp. And I was baptized in the river, just 200 meters from the concentration camp. With one eye, I saw what man can do without God. Terrible. But with the other eye, I could see what God can do by His grace. I was saved in Poland 52 years ago by God's grace. It is not that I wanted to be saved. In fact, I did everything possible to reject the gospel. My mother, she did not speak the gospel, but she was the gospel in skin. She lost 3 daughters during the war because of Nazis, German Nazis. And she always was telling me, Czesław, my beloved son, love Germans. What? They took life from 3 of your daughters, and my mother never had another daughter. She had a son, 4 sons. And she was telling me, love Germans. I was not able to understand that. Why? They did something wrong to my family. They have something. They did something wrong to you, and you are telling me love your enemies. And it was the biggest testimony to me. Even when I was rejecting the gospel, it was coming to me, love Germans, love Germans. It was the practicality of the gospel in my life. When I was 17, I was in the camp, and during that camp, God has spoken to me, and I was saved. And the same year, the leader of my church told me, from now on, you will teach children. And it happened 52 years ago. And I teach children until today. And it is my joy to serve you. First, I was serving in Poland. This is my country. At home, we speak Polish. If you speak Polish, then afterwards we can converse a little bit more. But if not, perhaps you understand my English. There are some rooms here, chairs here, because I hate people standing over me. Okay. Yes, here as well. I reserve a place for you. Oh, it's better for you like that. Okay, no problem. Yeah. Yes. First, I have been doing the CF ministry in Poland, and then I was invited to lead like this. Thank you. Okay. I can't do that, but if I am tall, please, each time I am not behaving well, just do something. Okay, I'll try my best. I started from my own country, but then I was invited to lead the CF ministry in Central and Eastern Europe, including Russia, Central Asia, some Muslim countries, and I was doing that for 18 years. And then, when I resigned from CF, is it possible? It was in Kitzingen, Switzerland. I gave a letter of resignation. Do you know why? Because there were leaders already in each of our countries. And I thought, I am not needed anymore. And then, Boris Kaufman, have you heard of him? It happened that he was in Kitzingen that time, and he has heard that I resigned. And he came to me and he said, Czesław, are you resigning? Yes, Rhys. I am resigning. Why? Because everything is done. I have done what I was supposed to do, and I want to live in peace. I love CF. But what are you going to do next? I answer, I don't know. I trust the Lord. And he suggested, Czesław, but can you teach the Bible in CF? Do we teach the Bible in CF? Yes, we do. And I want you to go from country to country to teach the Bible. Don't teach about evangelizing children anymore. Rhys is responsible for that. If I don't evangelize children, he will go to hell. No, it is too strong. Don't tell him this, please. No, he will not go to hell. He said, no, it is not allowed for you. You will teach the Bible. Because he said also, it was 10 years ago, If CF is to be destroyed, it is because we are not faithful to the Bible. Satan wants to destroy the work. And the way he tries to destroy the work is the lack of unity. And he explained to me that the only possible to stay united is through the power of this book.
Amen.
And I called my wife. She was in Poland. Helenka, you know, I gave the letter of resignation, but Rhys Kaufman came and he said that I can teach the Bible in the frame of CF. What would you say? My wife said, it is good to have a wife like that. She said, go for that! And this is the reason that for the last 10 years we do Bible teaching. But 4 years ago, 4 years ago I went to Burkina Faso. You all know where Burkina Faso is.
Yes. Yes.
This is Western Africa. And I was teaching the Bible. It was such a joy. The temperature was about 120. And I was teaching from the morning till the night. Great. Africa is a wonderful continent. I greet all Africans. In the end of the conference, there were 500 people. Many of them, they were pastors. They were CF leaders. They came to me and they said, Brother Czesław, thank you for your teaching, but we would like to, if you organize a Bible school in Poland, we will go and we want to study under you. And I told them, yes, of course, African brothers, come over to Poland. Yes, I will be teaching you, wonderful. And then I said goodbye. When I came back home, I began to think, what did I say to my African brothers? Come over, but who will pay for their fare? Who will pay for the 3 years when they come to Poland? Do you have money? Yes, I have. So much. You are a liar. You went to Africa to teach the Bible, but you were lying to the African brothers. You told them, come over, but you did not give them a chance to come. You did not give them resources to come. And then, dear Lord, forgive me. I sinned in Africa. I went to teach the Bible, but I was a sinner there. Please forgive me and show me what to do. And God has showed me something. Why not to write books and send them to Africa? And then again, I met with Rhys Kaufman. I'm sure now you know everybody who is in. Terrible man. We need to pray for him. And then I told him, Brother Rhys, you know, I was in Africa, I'm a sinner, I sinned there, but I'm converted, and the idea has come to my mind that instead of inviting 500 people from Africa to Poland, that perhaps I would send 500 books to Africa. And he said, Hallelujah! Wow, very good. And as a result of that, I wrote the first textbook of the CF Bible Training. And do you know the title? What is the title?
Bibliography.
It's not bibliography. It is bibliology. Sometimes people order bibliography. I'm not interested in bibliography. I am interested in the Bible. And the first textbook, which came out of print 3 years ago. It is new. This is a new idea to provide textbooks for those who wanted to go to the Bible school, but they did not have enough money, or they did not have time, or there were no Bible schools in their country. And this is the first textbook. This is about the Bible. Each chapter is about the Bible. What? I will read for you. Oh, the main thing is the deeper we go into God's Word, the wider we will go with reaching the new generation for Christ. This idea of the CF Bible training, it is something which we say it is Bible-centered. The Bible must be in the center because it is the only Word of God and child-oriented. Two qualities. Bible-centered and child-oriented. I don't know whether you have enrolled for this training, but I want to encourage you to start, even if you have finished this school. Some pastors take from the beginning again, and they write wonderful letters of encouragement. I will read you the chapters in the first one. Revelation of the Bible, necessity of the Bible, clarity of the Bible, inerrancy of the Bible, infallibility of the Bible, inspiration of the Bible, illumination of the Bible, interpretation of the Bible by experience, canonicity of the Bible, composition of the Bible, authority of the Bible, sufficiency of the Bible, sola scriptura, and then finality of the Bible. It is finished. This is the only revelation from God. And we have printed 500, because there were 500 people in Burkina Faso. In 1 month, all textbooks were gone. And then I called Rhys, "Brother Rhys, we have no more books." But he said, "Pray about that." We prayed, and we printed another 2,000. And then we printed another 1,000. Now, these are the last copies. They are for you, if you wish. If not, we will send them to some of the earth. Bibliology is the first textbook, introductory textbook, about the Bible. In CF, we treasure the Word of God. But we cannot teach the Bible to others if we are not learning the Bible. If the Bible is not a part of my life, I have no right to teach the Bible to the next generation. And this is the idea which we practice through this training. Before I go to my material, I would like to read from the scripture. From Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. The apostles made a decision. "But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." Friends, this is the reason why we have published two encouraging books. These are not textbooks. These are books, little books, to encourage you to start, to pray, to study the Word of God in the atmosphere of God. In atmosphere where God is able to speak to you. The Bible is the only book, but it has to be studied in prayer. And this is the reason why we have written this book, The Importance of Prayer, as our foundation. When you came here, this book was waiting for you. God bless you. And I give you a month to read it through.
Thank you.
If you do not read through completely, give it to somebody else or send to us. And there's a chapter written by Erin Overholzer. There's a chapter written by famous Puritans, Reformers. This is also a chapter written by Rhys Kaufman. Please, this is the book written according to one of the points of the culture of CF, The Importance of Prayer as Our Foundation. By praying, when we study the Bible, we put into practice the decision of the leaders of the first church. Number two, they said, to the ministry of the word. And this is the reason why last week we have printed this book. The title is, Do You Really Study the Word of God. Going deeper into the Word of God, it means studying the Word of God. And we'll be talking more about that. I want to repeat that. The deeper in the Word, the wider with the Gospel. These two books, this one, and Do You Really Study the Word of God, are gifts from proclaiming the Word to you with one condition, that you will pray for this ministry. Can I ask you to pray that there will be more textbooks, that we will be able to encourage more people to go deeper into the Word of God? There's a little explanation in the brochure you have received. In case that you are not happy to receive those books free, I understand that some people are like that, especially Americans. do we have any Americans here? Who is American? So many. I'm sorry. We are in America. God bless America. Whether you are from America or not, and if you would like to contribute to printing those books, there's a special box prepared by Conrad, my best assistant. He makes this those books printed. And then we will know how to use this money, and we have a project to send those books to Pakistan. You can be a part of it. God bless you. Good. You have a description of proclaiming the Word, Bible training at home, and I told you already, this is an opportunity to study Bible-centered and child-oriented theology, systematic theology, Old Testament, and New Testament. This training is a part of the CF International Bible Teaching Ministry. What is included? We plan to have 12 textbooks. Each textbook should be studied for 2, 3, maybe 4 months, but no longer than 6 months. Don't study like that, because you forget what you started with. And the first one, as I told you already, is bibliology. The next one is getting to know the Old Testament. It was printed just 3 weeks ago for you. Do you like New Old Testament?
Yes.
Very often Christians love New Testament because we are new people, new creation. But what about the Old? And the Old Testament is the foundation of the New Testament. You cannot understand the New Testament without the Old Testament. If you do not study the Old Testament, you cannot understand the New Testament.
True.
The next textbook is getting to know the New Testament. And the next one, we go deeper. The epistle to the Galatians. I am free indeed. Are you?
Yes.
This is about freedom in the Lord Jesus. And then the next one is I am really rich. The epistle to the Ephesians. At the moment, we have 7 books for you. And if you are excited about the books, and if you still have some place in your bags, you can take. And my assistant made a decision, but only for those. Don't tell others about this. That he's reducing the price to 50%. He must be stupid. But crazy. I don't know whether he will continue with us any longer. But he told me to say, and I'm to be responsible to my assistant, and you can, but it is, they are here, and you can, it is self-service, and you can do it if you wish. God bless you. It means that instead of $8, you pay only 4. Am I right? Is it 50% for dollars? Good. Glory to my teacher of mathematics. Now, coming to this little book. By the way, I encourage you, if you have people who pray for you, who are donors and who made it possible for you to come, and perhaps when you come back home, they will ask you a question, do you have a gift for me? There are people like that. They pray for you, and they have a right to ask you such a question. What gift do you have? Usually, those who support us, they love books. And I encourage you to take as many as possible. We have brought 1,000 of those books with us for you. And you can think about your donors, about the people who support you, to give them especially this book about prayer, and also maybe this book, but we do not have many of those. But those we have plenty. Then you can consider. Good. Now, coming to this book, may I ask you to open the book in the center, chapter 3. There are only 5 chapters, and this is the material for this workshop. It is about authority of the Bible. It is about inspiration of the Bible. And number 3, it is what we are going to cover, is this: why should we study the Bible? And then chapter 4, why do Christians study the Old Testament? And why should we study the New Testament? This is all about the Bible. As you know, the Bible can be divided in 5 parts. Some people divide in 2 parts. But we CF, we are more complicated. We have 5 fingers. We also have 5 pages in the Wordless book. And also we divide the Bible in 5 parts. How? According in connection with the Lord Jesus. The first part, it is 39 books. And the title is about Jesus. Because the Bible is Christ-centered. And my title for the first part is Christ is coming. Whether it is in the law or in the writings or in prophets, it is Christ is coming. The first part, 80% of the Bible speaks about Christ. Some people think that it speaks about Israel or about the temple or about Moses. No, yes, we agree, their names are used, but the Old Testament, or the first part, speaks Christ is coming. And then the second part, there are 4 books. Some people call them 4 Gospels. My title is Christ Has Come. Christ has come! It is about Christ. He has come. And then the third part of the Bible, some people say it is the Acts of the Apostles. It is not my title. My title is, because the Bible must be about Christ. Christ is the person of the Bible. It's not about the apostles. God, the Lord Jesus, used the apostles. And my title is Christ is working. And he's using people. He was using the apostles the same way as he's using us today. Praise God. And then number 4, the fourth part of the Bible, 21 books. Some people call them, they are the epistles. Yes, it was God's methodology to write letters, epistles. And he used different people to do so. But my title, oh, by the way, what would be your title? Remember, it has to start from Christ.
Christ's work.
How?
Christ's work. Letters.
It's very close to mine.
Christ
what?
Apostles did.
Yes, Christ works, yeah? But you know, church, but it must be not about the church, it must be about Christ.
Christ.
Yes?
Christ's words.
Works, but we
works.
Already had this title.
Christ's
words. Yes, yeah. Yes, you are close, very good, yeah. If you write a book about that, it would be your title. God bless you, yes?
Christ is teaching.
Teaching? Yes, he's teaching, very good. You are very close to my understanding. Yes, Christ is teaching. But something more, friends. Do you have
Christ's kingdom?
Yeah, how?
Christ's kingdom.
Kingdom, it is about kingdom,
Christ
yes. coming. Everything is true, but not 100%. According to my knowledge, I based my approach to the epistles on the basis of the epistle to the Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Christ lives in me.
Amen.
And then, because he lives in me, he teaches me, he leads me, he uses me, but he must live in me. 21 books, they speak about Christ who lives in me.
What did you say your title was for the act?
Christ works. He's working. I will repeat. Okay. The first part, some others, theologians say the Old Testament. It is not old, it is new for me. Christ, it is about Christ. Christ is coming. Christ has come. Christ works. Christ lives in me. And then, number five,
Christ is coming.
Christ comes again. Wonderful. Now, I can see that you became a wonderful theologian, and you know everything about the Bible. You know the main thing about the Bible, and the main thing about the Bible is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If you study the Word of God, and if you do not live for Him, you cannot be used by Him. You may know what is the distance between Jerusalem and Bethany. It is about 12 kilometers. But if you do not know the distance between God's hands and your heart, your life is useless. My life is useless. When we study the Bible, we have to understand that we do not deal about human author. It is not a question of people. It is God speaking to us. Chapter 3 is a very special chapter. You know, I have decided to ask the question how the Bible wants to be understood by us. Why we should study the Bible in the words of the Bible. What the Bible tries to tell us about itself, that we should study it. And then if you open chapter 3, page 41. The first thing the Bible tells us about salvation. So many people in the world read the Bible, but the main question is, are they saved? According to John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 30 and 31, we read, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." Why do we distribute the Bible? Why do we teach the Bible? Why we are so serious about the Bible? Why did you come for this seminar about the Bible? Because of the Bible, we've got to know we needed to be saved, and now we understand that children need to be saved. And we need the Bible for that. Number one. Number two, page 42, faith. In Romans, the Apostle Paul wrote, chapter 10, verse 17, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." And this is the Bible. I encourage you to read all the chapters and what is written there. And also, if you have any questions while we are here, I would love to talk with you, and the next edition of the book will be a little bit thicker. If you have some suggestions to improve the book, we are here. Wonderful. Faith. Faith is born through the Word of God and also grows the same way. If you want to accomplish something for God, you need the Word of God. We need to be fed with the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we read, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And this is through the word of God and by faith. Another thing, it is on page 43, we use the Bible for doctrine. We answer the question, what do you believe? Young generation, especially the postmodern generation, they need the answer. Postmodernism, as you know, is an idea where the only doctrine is no doctrines. Rejecting all kind of absolutes, no doctrine. But the Bible is full of doctrines, and we have to show those doctrines before we start teaching those doctrines. The Bible is for doctrine. One boy was asked, what do you believe? And he answered, I believe what my church believes. Ah, wonderful. But could you tell me what your church believes? Oh, dear me. My church believes what I believe. Friend, tell me what you and your church believe.
We believe the same.
Very often, young people would like to answer this way, but we understand that the Bible answers the question, what we believe. And especially, this year is a special year, 500 years of Reformation, after Reformation. And the main motto of Reformation was, sola scriptura, scripture alone. Because there's doctrine there, salvation, faith, doctrine, and then another thing, reproof. Oh, how we don't like it. Reproof. One day it was John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a special Baptist. I love those Baptists. John the Baptist was a wonderful preacher. One day he saw the Lord Jesus coming and he stopped his preaching. Why? Because he saw the Lord Jesus. He came to prepare a way for him. And he said, this is the Lamb of God. Great. This is our responsibility too. But one day, John the Baptist met Mr. Herod. Herod. Have you heard about Herods?
Oh, yes.
Herods do not have good reputation in the Bible. They are not good examples. But his Herod, he had so much love in his heart. He loved his wife and he saw the wife of his brother, and he married her, he took her, and then Herod knew that. John the Baptist knew that. And John the Baptist could do three things, one of three things. Number one, he could invite Herod for the meeting to tell people how to love people. Yeah? His heart was so great. I can live. I am so very ecumenical. No, doctrine is not important. Love. You should love. And John the Baptist could use Herod as an example. Or, number two, the second option, he could say nothing. He could take some water into his mouth. I will say nothing, because if I say something, he will cut my head. Because he's a politician, and politicians know how to cut heads. It's better for me as a preacher. I need to preach. If he ends my life, who will be preaching? I cannot say a word. You know that John the Baptist has chosen the option number three. He came with reproof. It cost him. Sometimes it costs to stay on the word of God, but we need to do so. It is our responsibility. Friends, if we go to the graveyard If we can only find this graveyard of John the Baptist, do you know what would be there? Here is the one who never made even one miracle. God did not call us to make miracles. But here is the one who, whatever he said about Christ, 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 Christ was true. And it was the title, it was the reason that he was not able to tolerate sin. God is holy, I am not. Jesus saved, and he saved me. Reprove. The Bible is reproving us, reproving me, before I can use this to others. Friends, I don't know what you are going to do, but my Polish watch is terrible. I have only 3 minutes. Be careful. Because I have written what I wanted to say, then I am free to finish now. But before I finish, I'm telling you, you have a bookmark. I do not give Bibles to you, but at least a bookmark to the Bible with the pictures of the first 5 textbooks, and you can use it when, especially in the books you are going to receive today. The other things, just I will mention why we study the Bible. It is for correction, it is for training in righteousness, it is to avoid sin, it is a light to our path. It is to get wisdom. It is to receive examples. It is our joy. It is not that we must. I never said that we must. No. It is our privilege. And this is our blessings. 2 years ago, I was in China for the CF conference. And when I started, I taught our Chinese CF people, now let's read the Bible, and I said them a reference. And they all stood up, and they quoted from their heart. Oh, wonderful. And then, during the lecture, next lecture, I was teaching this on Bibliology. I used many Bible verses there, and then again, I gave them a reference, and they stood up, and they went up opening the Bible. They quoted. Oh, dear me. And it was for the whole week like that. They knew the Bible by heart. I came as a Bible teacher. But I have to tell you, I had to read some Bible verses from the book. They had those verses in their hearts. And then in the end of the conference, I asked the leader, I'm in the interesting situation. China, why is it so different? But when I go to Western countries, when I go to Africa, when I go to Europe, I never experienced that. China was a great lesson to me. And the leader told me, Brother Czesław, we are prepared to pay the price for the Bible. The Bible is a part of our life. And this is the reason why the church is growing in China. Brother Joshua, you have to understand, the moment we are arrested for teaching the Bible, they take the Bible from us. But they are not able to take the Bible, which is already in our hearts. Friends, they were illustration for me to this chapter number 3 from this book. Is it not great? What about you? How big is your Bible? How big is our Bible? I do not mean the Bible that you have in your mobile or in the book, but in your heart. What God can use? When we speak, what do we speak? When we go to the children, what do we share with them? I mentioned 12 things. Think about that. And when we open the Word of God, God is working on us. We allow God to change us. He's a potter. We are the clay. And this is the reason why we study the Word of God. Do you really study the Word of God? Is the Word of God a part of your life? Let us pray one for each other that it would be the case. And because of that, I think we would be more fruitful in evangelism of children. Because wherever we go, whether we have good, newest materials or not, whether we have computers or multimedia, everything, internet, but God wants to use the Word of God, which is in my heart, which is in your heart. God bless you, dear friends. And please, when you come to take the books, don't kill each other. It's a sin. The Bible is against that. If it is not enough books here, we have a display downstairs. Can we pray together before we finish? Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to concentrate our attention on your word. We want your word to be a part of our lives. We want to spread the word of yours among the new generation. We understand the price that people had to pay, that the Bible exists in our languages. And help us to take as much of the Bible into our own lives, into our own hearts, that the word of yours would penetrate us in order to use us for the glory of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you again for choosing our plane, the Bible.